Hallie woke up in the middle of the night disconcerted. Cole's voice reached her ears from another room in their house, yet she was certain he was still lying in the bed beside her. His large, strong arms still held her close, his breath soft against her skin. When she stirred, the impression faltered, then grew more solid, warmer. His shadow. She smiled to herself and settled again, comforted by the muted sounds of his voice, the one-sided tones of a phone call from the direction of his study, comforted even more by the half-solid presence he'd left behind with her. She'd liked this part of him because it reminded her of the night they'd met, when his shadow was all he could give her at first. His shadow had awakened her need for him. While Hallie loved the hot, hard solidity of his body in all its physical forms, his shadow form was always a tantalizing presence when he used it. He could make love to her with it in a much more subtle way than with his body, and it had become his favorite method of foreplay once he learned how she loved it. She shifted slightly back against the warm presence and it responded. An invisible hand slid softly over her naked skin, down her side, grazing delicately back up her stomach as soft as summer breeze. The touch more deliberate when it cupped her breast. The fingertips grew more solid when it teased, the hand spanning her breasts to caress both nipples into hard peaks. Hallie strained to hear Cole's voice, but his words had dipped to a low murmur she couldn't make out beyond the understanding that he was still physically in the other room. She longed to touch him in return, but the shadow hadn't been entirely solid since the ritual. If she tried to grasp it, her fingers would sink through it like it wasn't even there. So she always contented herself to enjoy it instead. She enjoyed this gift he loved to give her. Lips brushed across her neck, beneath her ear and along her earlobe to whisper, "You feel so good in my arms."
"Come back to me," she whispered. "I need you."
"Soon."